We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
They do have the actual tape. This is not a he said, he said. They're saying one thing. He's maintaining another. The Bengals are saying the Patriots did it. They're saying they didn't. The Patriots acknowledge it. The Bengals feel like they did it. The fun part about this, the interesting part about this is we don't have to guess. The league can look at the tape and make a very simple, logical decision based on what's on.
Is there any way to get a sense of how long this is going to take before some decision is made?
Again, to me, it would seem rather clear. You have a tape. You look at the tape. You speak to the Bengals. You speak to the Patriots. You render a decision.
Thank you, Adam Schefter, for being the logical one, because that's exactly how I feel. This thing should be black and white and very easy. Now,
but it's the Patriots, so it can't be.
As to what Lou was saying, because Belichick came out, and we played it earlier, saying that the advanced scout was doing his job. Obviously, he sat down and talked to the advanced scout. And Lou was putting some of the blame on the advanced scout that maybe he should know the rules, which I think is, I think is logical.
Well, he does know the rules.
Right.
It's not should, he does.
Right.
100%.
So let me give you Jeff Howe in the Athletic.
Just didn't pass him along.
Uncovered. And the Patriots advanced scout arrived at First Energy Stadium about 3 hours before the game. During the time before kickoff, the Patriots production crew interviewed the scout on camera. As part of the interview, the scout went through some bullet points about his normal activity on game days, including what he examines during games, which is pretty much what I told you guys on Monday here. A portion of his game day studies include notes on the sideline, which is permissible by NFL rules and routine scouting activity for teams league-wide. After the conclusion of the interview,
wait for it,
the production crew shot B-roll, alternative video footage that airs over an interview, and they did it from the press box, which, again, you're allowed to do. Scout was assigned one seat in the third row. The video crew was assigned one seat next to him. They shot some B-roll of the scout from next to him before the game and then into the first quarter, because the scout was the subject of those candid shots. He was going about his business and attempting to block them out of his sight line to try to deflect the attention of having a production crew following him around in a work environment. From there, the crew maneuvered about the press box, shot more B-roll of the scout, including some shots over his shoulder. Then the videographer relocated to the front row to an unoccupied section of the press box with the producer stationed behind the camera. From the scout's location in the third row, he eventually noticed the crew had moved locations but couldn't decipher what the crew had been shooting due to the angle between them. The scout was handling his own game day job responsibilities. The camera was attached to a monitor, so anyone in close proximity could see what the crew was shooting. And for 8 minutes, while the camera was fixed on the Bengals sideline, a Bengals employee recorded video of that monitor before reporting the activity to security. The scout didn't see the crew again until the two-minute warning in the second quarter when they were being interviewed about the incident. So to answer the one remaining question, no, the scout was not in a position to notice the crew was shooting video of the sideline.
Is that good enough for you, Lou? That's a long and a lot amount of notice.
No.
Why?
That totally
answers
it.
That's exactly what I explained to you. It doesn't matter to him. He thinks that regardless, the guy should have rabbit ears on.
From the scout's location to third view, he eventually noticed the crew had moved locations but couldn't decipher what they had been shooting.
You want him to get up and find, hey, what are you guys doing over there?
It's like, listen, you're over there in the corner of the press box. I'm trying to do my job. At some point, you look up. Oh, by the way, he did look up. So he's not just studying the field the entire time, which is amazing. I was told that he just constantly stares at the field.
You're deciphering this, you're like,
you don't know what he's shooting.
It's okay to flip-flop. New information.
Is it uncalled for the scout to sit there and say, God, what are they shooting?
I think it's unfair.
They better not be shooting the damn sideline.
No, I think it's unfair to
because
blame
Because Bill will have my ass if you're shooting the sideline.
He was doing his job.
Hey, what are you guys shooting? You can't shoot the sideline. If you're the scout that never crosses your mind, Jesus, are they shooting the sideline? Because I know you can't shoot the sideline. I hope they're not doing that.
So, you know, that would
hey,
be good, Christian.
Hey, to get the producer over here. Hey, by the way, just a reminder, you can't shoot the sideline. That's illegal. That's when we got busted in 2007. If we do that again, Bill's going to have my
he's
ass.
He's thinking that. He's thinking of scouting
oh
the team
God.
That he's got to
how
scout.
How could imagine, he not be thinking
imagine
that?
Imagine coming back and sitting down to the meeting and saying,
how,
hey, Bill,
how
I'm
could
sorry.
He not be thinking
there was
that?
A film crew there, and I was concerned where they were filming, so I missed two plays here. They were the two most important plays of the game, but I happened to miss them, Bill.
Oh,
am
yeah,
because okay?
there's no breaks at all in football.
I mean, come on. You're being unreasonable.
There's actually,
now.
What, 25 or 30 minutes of action in football?
Do you believe
in a football game?
Do you understand you're being unreasonable?
No.
He's being a little psychotic.
Yes, Jeff Howe just
gave
you a description.
I don't understand.
Of where
you guys
they're
can't
sitting.
Even see that.
No, hold on. Wait a second. Stop for a second. I do see it. I 100% see it. It would be nice as a last line of defense, the scout who knows all the rules and has a history and understands the history
it's
of the
job
Patriots,
description.
Would
don't
understand
film.
that doesn't look right. So I should probably say something to him.
Yeah.
Right. Hey, just to play it safe. And hey, you know, listen, guys. I'm a warrior. You know, I freak out about everything because I like my job. Just so you know,
I don't want to get fired.
It looks real fishy what you guys are doing over there. But he doesn't see him. He goes about his work. They have the producer who works for Crass Productions on site, handling all the credentials. And the title is "Do Your Job," not "Do His Job." It's "Do Your Job." So. He's doing his job.
He was doing his job.
I just don't. I think you're as. I understand it. Like if I saw a kid,
I think it's too
if
important.
I saw a bunch of kids playing ball,
it is now because you know the results.
They were putting
no,
themselves
it is now
in a bad
because
situation.
Of 2007.
I would say something to him. I would say, "Listen, that ball's going to go in the street, and one of you guys is going to run in there." Like when people come into my house, I hate the fact that people leave their wine glasses all over the place, and especially in my house, people talk with their hands a lot.
Yeah,
okay. 116th Italian.
Yeah,
okay. By so time. Lots of people.
Like, literally, he talks with okay, his hands so in the studio,
and somebody's always knocking over a wine glass. So I'm always looking. It's not my job to watch their glass, but I know it's going to spill, and I don't want to clean it up. So I'm always moving the glasses out of arm's way. Not everybody does that. So it would be hard for me to expect him to do something that one he's never done,
I'm gonna
in
give
a position
you
he's never been in. So you can't blame him, Lou.
I'm going to give you an
you
example.
You can't blame him when it's...
I put blame on him.
I'm going to give you an example because one of these callers wants to talk about it. The producer probably felt comfortable filming his own team at Gillette Stadium. And that's exactly what happened. So this film crew and this producer have spent most of their time on the Patriots sideline, okay?
Yeah.
There are specific instructions
well aware of that. Yes,
and
I read
rules
that too.
In which you can only film your players on yes. the sideline. You can't film the other guys.
Yes.
So if Dante Scarnecchia just happens to see us, he's trying to pay attention to the game and what Newhouse is doing on the last play. And he sees the camera from one of these videographers, because a lot of the videographers,
yep, very good
they're
analysis.
They're not full-time.
Very
they
good
just
example.
Pop in, yeah. and they put the camera up there. Yeah. Is Dante Scarnecchia has got to
yes.
say, oh, my God,
yes.
remember Spygate?
Very good analogy.
Oh
very
let
very
me
good
stop
analogy
and let
because,
me see.
Right. Because part of Dante Scarnecchia's job responsibility is to not get caught cheating.
What do you want me to do?
Like this gotta, like this advanced
oh,
scout.
Oh, cheat, but don't get caught.
Yeah, like this advanced scout.
You can cheat, just don't get caught.
How many times do you think Bill has told his advanced scout team or anyone in that organization that they can't film the sideline?
But not this was a film crew.
No, how many times do you think
they can't film it? Don't take your iPhone out.
Okay.
Don't film the sideline.
How many times do you think he's told this advanced scout that he can't film the sideline?
But this was a crew,
a
camera crew.
You don't want to
they were doing
a, question.
A piece on him.
Answer the question.
When they do a piece
answer
on
the
you
question.
And tank film crews
how many
come
times
in here,
Bill
do you
Belichick?
Do you try to do your job?
Why can't you answer the question? How many times has Bill Belichick told this advanced scout that he cannot film the sideline?
Probably
of the
told him
team.
Once and he understands that's his job, he can't do it. He's
hopefully
not telling
he only
him every
needs to tell
what
him
do you
once.
Think Bill's telling him every single week? Oh yeah, by the way, you're going to want to do this game.
Make
sure
question.
You don't film the sideline.
No,
come on.
Because it's
come
etched,
on.
It's,
these are professionals.
Glenn, oh my God. It's etched in his brain that he can't do that. He knows it.
Yeah,
correct?
He didn't do it.
No, but he knows it.
But the scout didn't do
but
it.
But he knows it.
Yes. So okay. if the scout put his camera,
so
his iPhone, on the other sideline, I would agree with you.
Associated to the Patriots, filming the field. You don't think something clicks? You could walk down there during the timeout break and be like, talk to the producer. Hey, come over here a minute.
Did you not?
You guys aren't filming.
Did you just not
I do,
hear
but
what
it
Jeff Howe said?
Listen, I understand. Jeff Howe is trying to,
I think
trying, trying to make
clear.
It look light. Am I trying to make it look good?
I think
you know,
Jeff,
for the
I
scout.
Think Jeff
I get
Howe
it.
Is pretty clear about it. The scouts from the scout's location in the third row. He eventually noticed the crew had moved locations. Okay?
Moved locations. What's he, a mile down the street? But what's he, 30 feet from him? You make it sound like he's in the third row.
Look at
they're
the press
in the
box.
First row.
Look
they
at the
can't
press box
see them.
Gillette. It's gigantic.
The first row, that you can't see the, your camera crew down there at the window.
And it, Lou, read it again, but couldn't decipher what the crew had been shooting due to the angle between them. The scout was handling his own game. He couldn't see them.
I get it. Go ahead.
So the press box is gigantic.
I think you can
see
it.
So Jeff Howe has sources.
You're videoing the field. What are you videoing?
Glenn has sources, but Jeff does a much better job of actually explaining what actually happened.
I explained a lot of this stuff to you on Monday. You didn't
listen to it.
I have no clue what you said on Monday.
And it was Tuesday.
This is John in a car. Hello, John. Hello, John.
How are you doing tonight?
Good, John.
Tonight.
Hey, John.
What's up?
Good. Yeah, I was kind of in support of Lou on this a little bit, only for the reason, I've been listening a little bit saying maybe the camera or the scout couldn't see what they were doing, but if he could, it takes 2 seconds to ask, hey, what are you doing? And it falls back on a policy that I had to follow when I was doing military contracts and now in healthcare. That's called if you see something, say something. It doesn't look right. It's very simple. It takes a minute to ask somebody that.
John, did you listen to the description? Sure. Did you just
see that
hear
on trains and yeah? And,
no, he's right.
And
John,
airports.
You're right.
Yeah, but did you just hear what I gave?
Call, John.
I gave the description of Jeff Howe, which Lou obviously is totally ignoring. Did you hear the description of what was going on?
I could hear part of it because I'm at mobile now, so every once in a while you break up.
Yeah, okay. He was 3 rows away.
You should check it
him.
Out. Jeff
Howe
in the
away.
Athletic.
Couldn't see him.
It couldn't see him.
3 rows away, yeah.
No, it did. Yeah. Okay.
Poor scout.
Thomas
he was just doing
car.
His job,
he
and
was?
Now he's responsible for somebody else not doing theirs.
I guarantee someone looked at that scout and said, hey, did you see them filming the field? Why didn't you say anything?
You think Jeff Howe is getting this information on his own? You don't think somebody's telling Jeff Howe, hey, B-roll.
Sure.
I know Glenn talked about it on Tuesday. Don't get all involved with the B-roll. Well, just mention B-roll.
What Jeff Howe's doing is trying to continue to separate it from football ops. So I get it. So someone will give him that information.
Sure.
Our scout had nothing to do with it.
All right. Thomas
all I'm telling you is the scout should have seen it.
All right. Thomas is in a car.
I can't wait for the stadium video to come out that shows the scout sitting there and what his real angle
with a big
was of the camera.
With a pole in between the two of them, like sitting at Fenway Park in right field. Go ahead, Thomas.
Hey, Big O, how are you?
Good. How are you, Thomas?
All right, happy holidays.
Same to you. Same to you.
I think they are guilty.
They are guilty.
I think they should be punished. They violated a rule. Not only should they be fined, all right, but I do think a suspension is in order.
For what?
And I honestly believe that they should sit Newhouse down.
I would agree.
That would be a fair
Here's the thing. So everyone agrees that they're guilty, okay? But now what we're doing is you're going to try and judge or define intent.
Right.
What were they doing with it? And people just come up with their own definition of it or description of it. Oh, no. I know we all agree they're guilty. Okay, fine.
Guilty.
Now, what were they really trying to do with it? Well, I thought they were trying to cheat. Well, I just thought they were shooting B-roll. No, I thought they were doing... I mean, come on. Come on. I can tell you when Rob Parker comes on at 4:30, he will be the guy said, well, their intent is obvious. It was to cheat. It was to gather information. How could you be so naive, Glenn? How could you be so naive? I could do the Rob Parker interview for you. I'm just going to sound like with a goofy voice. You
know what? Well, why would they need to cheat to beat the Bengals? They're 1-11.
Schefter already just said it. This is the problem. And the league is creating this right now by not coming to a conclusion. This is one of those, even if you have a league meeting, you've got to come to a conclusion pretty quickly. If you go beyond this game on Sunday, you are opening up the door. What do you think your pregame shows are going to be as they preview a game that nobody gave a rat's ass about, a 1 o'clock game between the Patriots and Cincinnati? Suddenly your pregame shows are going to be loaded with material, are they not? And the NFL is just loading it up. I've already heard about this former Bengal. He's come up with some wacky story because he thinks that the Patriots have always been cheaters. We'll get to that and more with you at 617-779-7937.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Glenn Ordway, Lou Merlone, and Christian Fourier on Sports Radio WEEI.
I think the Patriots, they're so outside the box. It's like, hey, we're going to pay the contractors that are working across the street from the practice facility to just let one of our guys go over there, and we're going to film everything. But when I played them when we were in Dallas, we were instructed to not leave any type of playbooks around the hotel, to not leave anything that has anything to do with what we're doing game plan wise around the hotel, because the myth is, and I don't know if this is true, is that they have people do sweeps of hotels and they bring anything to them and they use whatever they can.
That's Orlando Scantrick. He used to play with the Cowboys. You probably remember him. But it's amazing that he actually said that. We were told that we need to take our playbooks with us. What do you think? You're going to leave playbooks behind? I mean, you really had to be told that? But there's a whole... And it's almost like they're multiplying now of these knuckleheads who suddenly, and we saw this back with Spygate, where everybody suddenly said, oh, yeah, and the Patriots cheated on me, too. They cheated on us. Remember that?
Yeah, everybody's a victim now.
Everybody's
got a story.
Eagles were a victim. How about this one? George Iloka, formerly of the Cincinnati Bengals, he's doing a podcast, and he thought this was a great week since the Patriots are playing the Bengals to talk about his own conspiracy theory when the Patriots were cheating with him.
We played the Patriots. It's the Bengals when I was
up. Hold on,
can
you stop real quick? I'm sorry. This is a former player, right?
Yes.
Okay. He's retired now, right?
Yes. Did we not say that?
He just sounds like he's 14.
He does sound young.
He sounds like a baby.
Well, you know, look at Mahomes.
Mahomes. He sounds like Kermit the Frog. Right. Sounds like a reptile.
Okay.
Go ahead.
We played the Patriots.
Right? Hold on. Stop. Now you can't take it seriously.
You can't do that. You pointed it out. I wasn't thinking of that. I wanted the content, but now that you pointed out the voice, now I'm going to laugh my ass off.
Oh, go ahead.
I am your host. They call me the Phenom.
We played the Patriots. The Bengals, when I was with the Bengals, that something different went on. So we practiced on this grass field, and it's right over a public overpass kind of bridge. So technically, if you're walking on the bridge, you could always watch our practice. You could technically film it. But no one really comes out there to watch us. Every now and then, there's somebody walking by, and that's about it. The week we played the Patriots one time, there was a guy sitting there, and he was filming us. Now, I'm not saying that he got paid by the Patriots do that.
But what
I'm not saying that... He even worked for the Patriots or something going on.
Yeah,
but
you are.
That was the week of the Patriots, and it didn't happen the week after, and it didn't happen the weeks before. Another thing that happened one year, we're playing the Patriots. I think this might have been the year when they were, like, on to Cincinnati. And, boy, did they kick our teeth in. But there was a helicopter. Didn't look like a local news station.
You know what? You know what he sounds like?
He flew it out of Foxborough.
You know who he sounds like? You know,
the Patriots.
The guy. You know the guys that the guys that tell the stories about being abducted by aliens.
Yeah, sounds like that.
This is what
they're
he sounds
from
like.
New Hampshire too.
New Hampshire. Yeah. I mean, they're all this rural country.
But
or
there was
whatever.
A helicopter.
So
it was flying
so
low.
All of a sudden, I saw this light, and then next thing I knew, I was in a spaceship.
They were playing with my private parts.
Yeah, I was pregnant, and
we played the Patriots.
They all sound the same.
They do.
They all just create whatever story they want, and they're hysterical.
There was a helicopter.
If a helicopter just flies over your field, and you were filming, and you got a quick 5 minutes.
What are you going to get?
What? Now, if it's hovering and it's just, you know, it's a helicopter for 4 hours over our practice
field. Story.
We didn't really think much of it, but it never moved. It just sat there for 4 hours. That's different. But a helicopter's like going from point A to point B, flying over your practice. They got 5 minutes of footage.
You know,
they're
going to
put it all together.
It's so stupid because even in Carolina, their practice field is one back end of it is railroad tracks, just all industrial type stuff, no Amtrak, right? And then on the south side, there are all these condos. And there's not this big banner or anything in front of them where they can't see. It's if you wanted to do something, you easily could sit there with an iPhone and videotape everything.
Could rent a condo for a week.
Sublet it, you know, to every team that's visiting or whatever team they're playing.
That's a good.
It's open for negotiation. So these are the type of knucklehead clowns love to smack
in
the face.
Get used to them.
I think they're coming
out of the woodwork
again this week.
No, so
everyone's got a story. Every single person. And the ones who have the greatest story, which sounds like my 7-year-old, when she comes into my bedroom and says, I can't sleep. I say, what happened? She gives me this tall tale about this monster who's living in her closet.
We played the Patriots.
Sounds just like that. Sounds like this guy, who's 29 years old, by the way.
Give me a break.
Mike in Providence is the one that led us to talk about the filming crew at the sideline at Gillette. So I'll let you go talk about it. Mike, go ahead.
Hi. Hey, Henry Hill saw helicopters. We all know how that works.
Oh, that's a good point.
Well, you know.
I was just thinking about that, trying to think this thing out. And I think the most important thing is what the Bengals staff member, what that video was. Because if the scout is in the third row and then the film crew moves to the first row, if he's, you know, 4 or 5 seats over to the right or 4 or 5 seats over to the left, he's not worried about what they're filming. He don't care. You know what I mean?
Exactly.
Sure he does. The mantra is do your job, right? So the scout is doing his job. Meanwhile, he's relying on the producer to do his job and monitor everybody and make sure everybody's doing their job. And by the way, not filming things they shouldn't be filming.
Lou wants the scout to come out and say, I am...
But Mike's scenario that he puts out there...
I am to blame.
You know, he's rows away from this guy. He sees him filming, but he doesn't know what they're filming. I mean...
I think that
his ass is
realistic. You don't think that's realistic?
I think it is realistic that he doesn't know what they're filming.
Right.
But I think it's unrealistic to think that an advanced scout who works with the Patriots, with Spygate in their past, shouldn't be concerned with what they're filming.
See, I think you're basing
look at that camera and go... Whoa, wait a minute. What are they filming?
Yeah, I think you're basically...
Hope they're not filming the sideline, because we can't do that.
See, to your point,
I think that should cross his mind.
So the fact that Jeff Howe comes out with this explanation, call it, about what was going on, I think is a direct in direct relation with the criticism that the scout, like yourself, are giving to the scout. Like
you're giving it.
The scout should know better. The scout should identify what was going on and been proactive. So he wasn't. So, okay, so we got
to
protect our scout because he was just doing his job.
Who should we feed it
to? Just doing our job.
Yeah, feed it to Jeff Howe.
Jeff calls us all the time. Let's feed him something.
Yes.
Let's start him up. Let's see if we can get him part of the family. So
yes.
He answered with, so to answer the one remaining question of what we were talking about yesterday, no, the scout was not in position to notice the crew was shooting video of the sideline. Therefore, he has nothing to do with it. He could not have stopped it. Regardless of what you think.
Yeah, thank you, Jeff, very much. You know, your Christmas present will be in the mail.
So you're not buying it. Well, we're going to know because Cincinnati taped this whole thing, right? They've got 8 minutes of tape.
Well, they're not going to. What are we going to know from that? Like the discussion.
You're
going to
know exactly.
The discussion I'm having right now.
No. They're taping the camera with the monitor because that's how they detected what was going on and what they were filming.
Yep.
Was they were looking at the monitor.
How
are
they
going to
show whether the scout should have noticed it, that they were filming the field or not?
Because you're going to see the wide range, I would think, of what they have on the camera, because they want to show the wide range of them filming the sideline on the other side. So you're going to see a wide range, and you'll see whether the scout is anywhere close to this camera low. Would you not?
Glenn, as long as he could see a camera... He doesn't need to see what they were shooting.
I totally disagree.
And
he's avoiding that. He's now the feature is done on
all
him.
All I'm saying is that
he's out. He's doing his job now.
The Patriot scout, if he sees one of his camera guys representing this organization filming a sideline, he should get up and say, "Hey, I don't know what you guys are shooting, but I just want to let you know you can't shoot their sideline." I'm going to go back to my job. But if you're shooting a sideline, it's going to be my ass.
Well,
Bill's going to be pissed. Hell, we can get in a lot of trouble. I've been down this road before. So I'm doing what my job. I'm being responsible. Don't shoot their sideline.
Oh, you're basing that all on that you know the outcome here. And at the time, I think if you look at the time when all of this is happening and how they're shooting video on this guy, and then he's supposed to look like he's not being filmed. He's just doing his job, and he's not paying attention to them. And then they move to a different location away from him where he can't see it.
Mm-hmm.
Now that we know all the details, I think it makes all the sense in the world that he wouldn't know what's going on. Peter is in Jamaica Plain.
Uh-oh.
Hi, Pete.
Uh-oh, right? Is that what you said, Christian?
Yeah, that's why I said uh-oh. Yeah.
I'm happy to hear from you, Pete. How you doing, buddy? How you doing? You doing all right, Pete?
I've been listening to Glenn for 30 years, okay? I go back with you, Glenn, before you started. I love you.
When I was that porn star, I remember.
This has been probably the most boring 1.5 hours of radio.
Okay, let's talk about Kyrie. Go ahead. Let's get into it.
Okay, I bet 90% of the callers, the listeners, don't even know what the hell you're talking about. Okay?
Does it
affect them for this season going forward? Does it affect them going forward?
It could, yes.
This year?
Oh, next year.
Yeah, right. What the worst thing they can probably do is take away a second round draft pick. And that's worth an hour and a half of
actually, 3 days.
How
long was the Deflategate worth, Peter? How long was Spygate worth? When the league comes down and sanctions your team and fines you and takes a draft pick,
thank God Peter's
you just sit there and say, you know what? Nobody in this town cares if the league suspends Bill Belichick or fines an organization or takes a draft pick. Nobody cares.
Hey,
at least Peter and JP doesn't.
All right, I'm moving on. Peter, don't worry about it. Next hour, we're going to talk about Average Al.
We're getting to Kyrie Irving.
Because Lou's happy that he's coming back into town, and we'll have a little bit of Celtics talk for you next. That's what his point is. His point is we should be sitting here talking about the Celtics. Why are we doing this right now? Because it's the biggest story out there. I mean, is anybody watching? ESPN?
No, what I like to see, it's not up there now, but I like to see former Patriots players, like Rob Ninkovich was on.
Yep.
And usually it's almost like when there's a former Patriot that is on ESPN or any other national syndicated show, whatever, it's almost like everybody looks at him like he's crazy. Like you're defending the indefensible. Like, what are you talking about? Like, Teddy's never going to give up the fight. Rob Ninkovich, never going to give up the fight. Damian Woody.
It's got to be me. It's going to be me. And I've done that before.
Damian Woody's kind of got a little man genie in him.
Well, you're going to hear from Rob Parker an hour from now. We're really looking forward to it.
I can't wait to hear from Rob.
He'll be great. That will be an unrealistic look at all of this. Back to the phones we go. Let's go to Nick. He's in a car. Hi, Nick.
I have a question, hypothetical, specifically for Lou, because he keeps referring to this for the scout as his crew. Suppose you had a Comcast crew instead of a Robert Kraft production crew.
Yes,
and
NBC.
Two different versions. Once they're wearing suits, and another version they're wearing Patriots gear or Bruins gear, whatever they were wearing in this particular case. Would Lou's reaction be different, and would everyone else's reaction be different, even though it's a crew from Boston?
Wait.
No. What? I don't know. What are you talking about? I mean, yeah, you might sit there and say that, no, how would it be different? I mean, a third-party crew, the cameraman probably didn't know anything about it. I think that if it was NBC, I think the camera guys, Moose and Glenn, they would probably be aware of it, but they're there every single day. So some crew that maybe isn't there every day wouldn't know the difference. Are you saying because it's NBC and I work over there, so I take it easy on them?
No. It has nothing to do with NBC. My question is, if this is a third-party crew, this is a Robert Kraft Productions company. They work for Robert Kraft. They don't actually work for the team. You actually referred it when talking about the scout as his crew. They're not his crew. They have no relation to him whatsoever. As far as he's concerned, it's a separate company.
That's a good point.
So if this were a different company that's not named Robert Kraft Productions, suppose it was Comcast, NBC, Boston.
No, it wouldn't be any different.
Because
if you're gonna do something on me, I go back to still the scout deserving some blame for this. No matter who's covering him, I would think that he would pass along We can't be filming their sideline during this documentary. I just want to let you know. We go back to my work, but I just, you know, because Bill will have my ass if you do that.
By the way, my guess would be that the advanced scout probably did not know the producer, did not know the two videographers, because the advanced scout is traveling every single week. He's not around here. And I would guess a lot of the coaches probably don't know a lot of the people that are working on craft production. Certainly the videographers that they're bringing in that are freelancers.
So, did he know the producer's part of craft production?
He might not have.
Oh, really? So the producer...
Wait a minute. Why do you just take it that he did? I'm telling you,
I don't think the producer ever notified him? By the way, I work for craft productions. We're doing a study on you?
Yeah, I think it was probably the first time. It might have been the first time.
I'm pretty sure he was aware that the guy worked for craft production.
No, he didn't. That's not what I said.
No.
You're taking it out of context. I'm saying that he might not have known this guy until the guy showed up on the trip to actually say, "Hi, my name is so-and-so, we're doing this."
I'll give you that.
Okay.
What does that have to do with anything?
So it's not his job to tell somebody that works for a different entity, because Kraft Productions is a different entity than the football team. It is. It's different. So he's looking at saying, we're not going to get in trouble.
Okay.
You know, it's not me. It's him.
It's Kraft Productions.
I understand that, Lou. But it is a different entity.
Nothing to do with the Patriots. So it's nothing to do with him.
No, I'm just saying.
Nothing to do with the Patriots.
No, I'm
Kraft.
Listen, you're right. Okay. That in retrospect, when you look back at this, it probably would have been a nice thing if the advanced scout. But when you look at it in its proper place, context and time, all of this is understandable that he wouldn't do it because it wasn't his place to do it. He didn't think if it was his place. He didn't think this was going to happen. You're looking at it with a final outcome here that somebody blew the whistle on him. And looking back at it, I'm telling you, at that time, the rundown that we have with the advanced scout makes all the sense in the world that he would not say anything, especially when Jeff Howe gives us the position of where they were in the press box. Makes all the sense in the world.
All right, we disagree.
He didn't do it. All right, we take a break. An hour from now, as I said, we will talk with Rob Parker.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
We're back with more Ordway, Merlone, and Fourier on Sports Radio WEEI.
People try and downplay the fact that, you know, I was a defensive football player. I played defense. Like, I don't know what was going on. Like, I'm not doing that. I'm not in control of that. That's completely out of my control. So for people to downplay your season or to say, oh, well, you only won because of that, it's like, come on now. I was out there playing football. I still had to make every tackle. I still had to do everything that everyone else has to do to play football. As a player, the things that are out of your control, you can't let that affect the things that you can control, and that is playing football.
That's Rob Ninkovich just moments ago on ESPN, former New England Patriot player. Sounds like he's still playing.
Yeah.
The New England Patriots, because he's answering it the way a Patriot player would answer it right now. And maybe it will be a distraction.
Well,
but you're not gonna admit that it's gonna be a distraction. We do our job, you know, you say all the right things, and that's pretty much
what
you
can say. You say that so I guess my thing is like, all right, it is a distraction, but they don't let it affect them. Because I think that's more of a correct answer. All this stuff is a distraction, people asking you about. It's all noise that could possibly derail you from focusing on what you need to focus on. So, yeah, it is a distraction, but they never let these distractions, because they're all distractions.
The distractions almost, they refocus this team.
They don't let it affect them. So, because every team is dealing with some sort of issue, but some teams allow it to affect them more than others. The Patriots have been conditioned not to let those distractions ultimately affect them. So, I don't know. Like, what I really want to hear from him is I want to hear him defend, stick up for the Patriots and their success and their winning. And look, it's obvious. They did it again. Why you guys always cheat? I want to hear his answer to that one. Not like if it's going to be a distraction. That's the same stupid question that is always asked of people or Patriots players.
Oh, is this going to be a distraction? Tim Tebow could be a distraction. And Tony Brown could be a distraction. Distraction, distraction, distraction.
Well, like, I think even better, I've heard some people say it might motivate them this week. Well, you're playing a crappy team, but
you're a crappy team.
This offense? Does anybody think this offense is suddenly going to turn this around into 35
points?
Well,
Edelman was back in practice today.
Yeah, good news.
That is good
news. He's going to play.
But you're right.
They need the game, Lou.
That's it. You know, they're questioning our dynasty, guys. You know.
What do you say about that, Rob? That, and they're questioning everything.
Does that help
you
understand the playbook better? You know, does that help you understand where your hot routes, where you're supposed to be when they blitz Tom Brady? I don't think so. So the stuff like this one here, I don't see that as being like a rallying cry. You know, Brady Deflategate? Oh hell yeah, right?
Yeah,
we're a good football team. We'll figure this thing out.
I wish it would help Isaiah Wynn block better. Because the whole Isaiah Wynn, that's the other thing that kind of was bugging me, is the fact that Isaiah Wynn was supposed to be the savior.
He was supposed to fix everything. He was awful.
No, but he had like one good game.
The first game back, I thought he was good the first game back.
I said one good game. The first game he came back, true. But other than that, he's a rookie with no experience whatsoever.
Well,
he's basically the tackle version of N'Keal Harry, but they desperately need him because you don't have anything else.
Well, that's the killer right now. I hate to...
You're playing because Newhouse is historically bad. Yeah. Think about that. If they had Cam Fleming, I'd put Cam Fleming in over Isaiah Wynn. I would spot play Isaiah Wynn until I was sure about it. But Newhouse is so pathetically bad anywhere you put him.
All right, let me gift wrap this one for Lou. Ben Volen asked this question yesterday at the press conference for Belichick's press conference, and it was obvious that he wanted to get some information because he was writing a piece about the 2019 draft class of the New England Patriots.
Mm-hmm. I wanted to ask you about the rookie class. How do you feel about how the rookies as a class overall are performing this year?
Yeah, well, I mean, we'll talk about all that at the end of the year right now. We're trying to get everybody to perform as well as we can for Cincinnati. Players, coaches, all three units, and go out there and play as well as we can on Sunday. That's really where we're at.
I guess, like a guy like Damian Harris, when the run game's having a struggle this year throughout the season, why not give him a chance to show what he can do out there?
Yeah, well, I told you each week we'll do the best we can each week to make the decisions and do best we can to put a competitive team out there and try to beat our opponent. We did that last week. The other 13 games, we'll do it going forward.
The class in general hasn't played a whole lot other than Winovich and the punters. Do you feel like they need a year to get stronger and to acclimate to the NFL, generally speaking?
Yeah, I never said that.
So when they're not playing, is it they haven't earned playing time?
I didn't say that either. Things change from week to week based on game plan situations. And we're 10-3. I wouldn't say we have a terrible team. We have a lot of other good players out there, a lot of good players that have been very productive, and we won 10 games. So
he wrote a piece about it today in the Globe, and he breaks it all down. And he is right. Other than the punter, you haven't gotten much out of this 2000 and rookie draft class. And going to your point, Christian, the guy that was your number one draft pick a year ago, Isaiah Wynn, has given you very little. Now, granted, he's been injured, but you need to get something out of him. This is starting to become a pressing problem. So right now, the guy that's playing the most, 32.8% of the snaps, is an undrafted rookie, Jacoby Myers. And is there anybody that feels he's doing a great job? Want to raise your hand? No.
Yeah, it's...
Go ahead.
Well, it's true. I mean, it's Bill Belichick, when he starts putting this roster together, always finds a gem late. You know, whether it's fifth, sixth, seventh round, always finds, you know, rookie free agents that always contribute, maybe more so than any team in the league. Always finds guys like Kyle Van Noy and whoever it might be, bringing in Landon Roberts and figuring out a way for him or just everybody over here, right? Simon. But when you really look at the first three rounds, which is where you would sit there and say, okay, that's where we're going to get some players.
You got to get something.
You got to get something,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
I mean, you can go back.
Got nothing.
Good God. Here you are in 2019, so now he's talking about like 4 or 5 years into the rookie contracts, right? And you go 15, Malcolm Brown, Jordan Richards, Geno Grissom.
Mm-hmm. Hey.
How about 16? Cyrus Jones, Joe Tooney, Jacoby Brissett, and Vincent Valentine.
Mm.
Well, Jacoby Brissett, Joe Tooney, those guys. Joe Tooney's Joe a starter. Tooney. Jacoby Brissett is a starter in the league.
Well, I know, but so, he got you.
Hold on,
a guy that can't react to a ball that's thrown behind him.
But fine, but that's that. Jacoby Brissett is a starter in the league, and he was a backup quarterback. And the other guy that he was backing up is a starter in San Francisco.
Listen, let's go to this year.
Isaiah Wynn, Sony Michel, Duke Dawson.
Yeah.
N'Keal Harry, Juwan Williams, and Damian Harris.
Yeah, well,
Harris.
Those guys. I agree with you on those guys.
But Bentley's not playing much. But listen, I understand defensively, like Juwan Williams, okay? So cornerback, he was drafted in the second round.
I don't know what he is yet. He's played just Damian Harris. It could be great.
Right. He's played just 33 snaps, and I don't have an issue there, and I'll tell you why.
Team.
Because it's hard for him to break in. But you're looking at first-round pick N'Keal Harry. And so far, you're getting nothing out of him in a position that you are desperate at. How about Damian Harris, third-round pick? You are desperate to get something. And people keep on saying, well, why don't they just give Damian Harris an opportunity? Give him a try. Well, he's had the hamstring earlier. Apparently, he's healthy right now. Why do you think they're not giving him the opportunity? Because Sony Michel's certainly not getting the job done. I'll tell you why. Because they think he sucks more than Sony Michel sucks.
You think?
Yes, that's why.
Yeah, see, I don't know. I think
you don't suddenly sit there and say, "Oh, we'll give anybody else a try." We'll try.
Hold on a second. Hold on. Damian Harris is not doing anything different than Shane Vereen or James White. All these guys were spoon-fed. They were fed like babies. Like feed the baby.
He might be the starter next year.
But you need help with that. Yes, he might be.
What do you mean? They have Rex Burkhead. He's not losing his reps. He's healthy. He's outplayed him. He's a vet. You have James White, who takes a ton of reps. Brandon Bolden, who, call it however you want, they love the guy. They paid him a ton of money to come back.
You're skipping the Jack. Yeah. Let me ask you a question.
Sony Michel.
Okay, so that's the last guy you mentioned.
Sony Michel.
So it's not Sony's fault. It's the offensive line. It's this. Okay, fine. Whatever.
That may be part of
it. All right, but so no one's gotten injured, right? Although, what's his name? Burkhead got hurt for a little bit, and that's, I think, when he got in the roster that one game. That was about it. But do you have to wait for an injury? Like, does Sony Michel have to get hurt before they sit there and say, you know what? We're going to give you the start. And we're going to just, you think it'd be any different than what you're seeing?
If somebody got hurt, they would force them to put him in before
he's
ready.
So
they got
to be hurt, and you got to be.
Wait, hold on. Has Rex Burkhead played bad?
Well, he's been hurt.
He hasn't played much.
Hold on.
No, Sony Michel.
He was hurt in the beginning.
This guy's the Sony Michel backup.
Harris
still couldn't get on
Rex
the field
Burkhead
with Burkhead
is not only a back, but he's also a special teams guy.
Yeah.
I don't know. If Damon Harris wanted to get on the field, he would probably, the start would be, for him to be active, would be a special teams guy. He obviously isn't.
He's Sony
so
Michel.
I don't know if he's a bad back. But he's not active in special teams.
He's only Sony Michel. He doesn't catch the ball in the backfield. I don't know. Maybe he can. Who knows? Special teams, fine. So he's Sony Michel. So does Sony Michel have to get hurt? Or do I have to just keep watching this?
Do you think,
before you make
if you
a change,
had LeGarrette Blount back there, who everybody loves, do you think this would look different? Honest to God. Do you actually think LeGarrette Blount would do a better job? Big back, but not nearly as quick.
From like 3 or 4 years ago, maybe at the last time I saw him.
I don't care who you put back there. I don't think so.
He'd be better.
What do they average? Like 3-point-something yards per carry? It's really low. It's pretty
crappy.
You
get the big yards when they need it.
I don't think they do. I think their offensive line is freaking horrendous. Terrible. Now, can a shifty back get some extra yards that aren't there? Maybe he gets
well,
back
the
line of scrimmage.
The reason
I don't think it's any good
is because probably Damian Harris isn't that much better than Sony Michel. Maybe they view he's not better than Sony Michel, but they know Sony holds on to the football.
And right. That may
and
be
it's
a
all
big
about
part
protection
about
of the yep. football. Yep. Sony Michel holds on to it. Brady holds on to it. Throws it away. That's it.
Yep. That may be a huge factor.
Right now, it's not about minor upside.
Right.
It's about no negative plays.
Right. We don't need 175 yards. We need no negative plays, and we need to hold on to the football. Because it would be nice to have an actual player picked in the first three rounds in the last five years.
Right.
So it'd be nice. Call me crazy. Listen, it's a legitimate criticism that the draft picks, and I understand defensively, it's really tough to break this lineup right now, to break into this lineup. But you need help at wide receiver. You need help at running back. And you're not getting any of it right now. And obviously, you need help at left tackle, and you got last year's number one draft pick.
Why would we add him if we didn't think he could help us?
All right, 617-779-7937 is our phone number. That keeps on hearing rumors about trading David Price. I'm a little bit scared, though, when I see somebody like John Tomasi come out and say, well, there might be a possibility that you have to deal somebody of quality away with David Price to actually deal off his $96 million. And who knows, maybe that player is Mookie Betts. What? What? What are we talking about? We get to it next.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.